A lot of us are familiar with the story of Pat Tillman. If you're not, Pat Tillman was a former NFL football player who left his career in professional football to serve his country after the 9/11 attacks. Pat unfortunately died while serving his country in Afghanistan in 2004. An award has been named after him, the Pat Tillman Award, that goes to outstanding military service members. And for the very first time ever, an Iowan has won that award. He joins me here on the program. He is Fort Dodge's own Jake Shillow and the first award winner from the state of Iowa for the Pat Tillman Award. Jake, thank you for the time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So you graduated from Fort Dodge Senior High back in 2005, went into the Air Force. Before we get further into kind of your story, what went into the decision to go into the Air Force out of high school?
Thanks for asking. So really my desire to join the military in general was based on the desire to just serve my country. And from a young age, I was interested in joining some branch of the military, and I had actually met with an Air Force recruiter when I was in the fourth grade, and from that point on, you know, I don't think any other branch of the military caught my interest quite like the Air Force did.
True, and I know that there's a Air National Guard branch here in the Fort Dodge area. I'm sure that had something to do with it as well. Jake Shillow's my guest, a Fort Dodge native who is the 2021 Pat Tillman Award winner. Jake, from there in the Air Force, what did you do during your time in the Air Force?
So for a large portion of my time in the Air Force, I worked as a nuclear weapons specialist. Although I would say that I was involved in many aspects of what the Air Force does. But this position in the nuclear enterprise routinely dealt with the maintenance, modification, testing, and handling of nuclear weapons and the processes involved with these weapons.
And how long were you in the Air Force? What year did you leave the Air Force?
So I entered the Air Force in 2005, and I think I was out around 2012.
Okay, so a six-year stint in the Air Force as a nuclear weapons specialist there. And then from there, as I understand it, you went to Minot State in North Dakota. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's where I did my undergraduate degrees in biology and chemistry, and really where I started doing some of the work I do now in cancer research.
And that brings me kind of my next point. You are in the PhD program at the University of Iowa right now. As I understand it, you're working on getting your PhD in cancer genetics. Tell us a little bit about that.
I'm here at Iowa now, really, really focusing on creating new technologies that allow us to understand why patients relapse from cancer therapies. So a lot of my research is just in that technology development, but then also understanding these processes to hopefully allow us to identify novel therapeutics to better treat patients.
Jake Shillow is my guest, a Fort Dodge native, a graduate of Fort Dodge Senior High, the 2021 award recipient of the Pat Tillman Award. Jake, you know, it kind of seems like a little bit of a different world from the Air Force as a nuclear weapons specialist to now somebody who's studying cancer research and getting your PhD in cancer genetics. What made you want to get involved in cancer research?
So I think cancer research was really an immediate hook for me. When military members end their service, they routinely refer to losing two things, that being their family and their purpose. And in doing cancer research, I felt like I had regained that purpose and was doing something that I felt I could make a significant contribution to. And then in seeing the devastation that cancer can cause kind of convinced me that this is what I needed to devote my life to eradicating such a horrible and life-altering disease.
Now, you win the Pat Tillman Award. You're the first Iowan ever. Walk me through how it feels to be the first person from the state of Iowa to ever receive this award.
Yeah, so it's truly an honor to be selected as a scholar. And I think that Iowa has a large community of veterans pursuing an education that would have incredible applications for the scholarship. I would say that I'm fortunate enough that the foundation saw something in me that they wanted to invest in, And I hope that being the first scholar at Iowa helps to pave the way for future Tillman scholars within our state.
Jake Shillow is my guest. Pat Tillman, a scholar award winner, first Iowan to ever be named that award winner as well. Former military member, served in the Air Force as well. So what were you able to take kind of from the Air Force to apply to kind of what you're doing now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that a lot of the mentorship that I received in the military and really understanding that it's the people that get the mission done is truly what's important. You know, as a Tillman Scholar, I have the opportunity to pursue my passion with the backing of the Tillman Foundation. So, for example, my passion as a scientist is to cure cancer, but that goal of curing cancer cannot be completed without a diverse network of scientists, legislators, pharmaceutical companies, and the public. So it's really understanding that integrated network is necessary, and the ability to create connections within those areas is kind of what I'm leveraging.
Jake Shillow is my guest here. He is the Tillman Scholar Award winner, named after Pat Tillman. He's the first Iowan to ever win that award. A graduate of Fort Dye Senior High in 2005, served his country in the Air Force for 6 years. So as you go forward here, Jake, as I understand it, your plan is to graduate next year with your PhD in cancer genetics from the University of Iowa, right?
That's correct.
So you're right there on track. What do you have left, I guess, two semesters, and how much kind of applicable on hand or hands-on kind of stuff do you have to do to get to that PhD level?
Yeah, so it's kind of coming down to the wire here where we're just finishing up some of our last little bit of experiments, and then I'm going to start focusing on my transition out of Iowa. So the next steps in my training will really involve me taking on larger roles and managing my own research labs. And the specific area of expertise that I'm seeking to expand out to is in brain cancer. And specifically, I want to apply some of the technologies that I've created here at Iowa to childhood brain cancers. Now, some of those childhood brain cancers have very high success rates in terms of treatment, but treating a child's brain can result in lifelong negative effects, even if the cancer is eliminated. So there's a great need for us to create alternative and effective therapies that allow these kids to return to a normal life. And that's kind of the direction that I want to take my research lab into here in the future.
Is there any idea on how far away, I guess, the medical field is from making some of these breakthroughs?
So I think we often refer to cancer as a single thing, and it's not. Cancer is over 200 different diseases, which makes it so difficult to treat. And then on top of that, each patient has their own response to that specific cancer. So what we need to do is create more personalized medicine in terms of we need to treat this patient specifically for their mutations versus another patient. And that takes time, that takes money, it takes years of effort. Unfortunately, patients often don't have years of time to wait around for these advances. So we need to continue to fund these type of initiatives so that we can get closer to allowing patients to have some relief.
Jake Shillow is my guest on the program this morning, Fort Dodge Senior High graduate, military member, Air Force, served 6 years. Now he is the Pat Tillman Scholar Award winner, first Iowan to ever achieve that honor, and he's set to graduate next year from the University of Iowa with his PhD in cancer genetics. Jake, you grew up here in Fort Dodge, and I know you've got to be proud. I know your family has to be proud of what you've been able to accomplish since then. What are some of the things maybe that you took growing up in Fort Dodge that you were able to take with you out into the Air Force and now on into cancer research?
Yeah, so I think that in general, Iowa as a community is different than other parts of the country. And having that hometown feeling and being able to take that and connect with people in a different way is something that I think was unique to me in my ability to create relationships with others in the military and then also working in cancer research. You know, everything's about, being able to create these partnerships, and I feel like my ability to do that is kind of based on the way that I grew up.
Jake Shillow has been my guest here on the program. Fort Dodge Senior High graduate, Air Force veteran, and now getting his PhD in cancer genetics at the University of Iowa. He is the Pat Tillman Scholar Award winner, the first Iowan to ever do so. Jake, your story is remarkable. What you've done and accomplished in this time has been nothing short of amazing, and I know that you have your sights set on some bigger goals, and from what I can tell, just being around you a little bit and talking to you, I feel like those goals are well within reach for you, and that you're going to achieve a whole lot more. We appreciate your time here this morning, and congratulations on being the first Iowan ever named the Tillman Scholar Award winner.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.